This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior Israeli lawmaker said on Tuesday when Israel responds to the unprecedented weekend Iranian drone and missile salvos, its aim will be to send a message of deterrence to Tehran while drawing a line under this round of hostilities.
We'll have to react. Iranians will know that we reacted. And I sincerely hope that it will teach them a lesson that you can't attack a sovereign country just because you find it doable.
Yuli Edelstein said among Israeli considerations in planning a counterstrike includes the war wariness of Western powers. Since war broke out between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in October, Egypt has kept the Rafah border crossing from Gaza closed to most Palestinians, but one company is offering travel from Gaza into Egypt for thousands of dollars per person, prompting accusations it's profiteering from refugees. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Egypt has permitted just a single travel agency called Hala to operate cross-border journeys from Gaza into Egypt, what it terms a coordination. The firm is based in the office of its parent company, Organi, in Cairo. Its fees have reportedly risen 14-fold from the pre-war price to $5,000 per adult and half that for children. That's far beyond the means of most Palestinians, especially those who have lost their homes and livelihoods in the war. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of potential global economic spillovers from rising tensions in the Middle East. She made the remarks on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's defense lawyers and New York prosecutors on Tuesday took turns challenging prospective jurors who may serve on the former U.S. president's hush money criminal trial. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Trump, who is once again seeking the White House, is the first ex-president to ever stand trial on criminal charges. He was rebuked on Tuesday by New York Justice Juan Merchan for speaking while one potential juror was being questioned. The judge told Trump's lawyer, quote, "I will not have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom." Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a payment to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 election. Daniels says she had a sexual encounter with Trump about a decade beforehand. Trump has pleaded not guilty and denies the alleged affair.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. A teenager has been accused of wounding a Christian bishop and priest during a church service in the second high-profile knife attack to rock Sydney in recent days, leaving communities on edge, leaders calling for calm, and a besieged church urging against retaliation. The 16-year-old was overpowered by the congregation after he allegedly stabbed the two clerics during a service on Monday night that was being streamed online. The church said in a statement on Tuesday it denounced retaliation of any kind. Huge stretches of coral reef around the world are turning a ghostly white this year amid record warm ocean temperatures. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo explains.
The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recently announced grim news.
NOAA is declaring that the world is indeed, in fact, experiencing its fourth global coral bleaching event. Significant severe coral bleaching has been reported in at least 54 countries and territories since February 2023.
Mass coral bleaching events have serious consequences for marine life and for the people and economies that rely on reefs.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. A plan by Britain's government to introduce a landmark smoking ban that aims to stop young people from ever smoking has cleared its first hurdle in Parliament, despite vocal opposition from within Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party. The bill will make it illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone born after January 1, 2009. It's widely supported by health experts in the opposition Labour Party, but Sunak faced rebellion from more libertarian-minded members of his party. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.